We started with the point on the hand of base. The four lines were the bottom. I viewed it from the Talmud of Rav Enshmi. Every time he quotes him, when Rav Enshmi quotes him, Shmuel. He quotes him, then Shmuel, two things. Some of this is put on the Rav Enshmi, number one. After said, this was a mitzvah. An exception to the rule of Eber Masiyah is the gear. The gear can't say the drop of the third person. He's not doing it. He can't say the result of the person. But there he says the drop of Lachar Asiyah. Ravid, who wrote in the Rambam, Ravid wrote in the Sefer, Ravid wrote the Chavis of the Balboa. He went by the Ravid. He mentioned that he did one of his writings. Two of them were the father of one of the son. The famous writer that is the son. He went to Paruzzi with the doctor, the lady, and they would come in him. The writer is the one who offered the Sefer Hoeshko. The writer is Rabbi Avram ben David. The father of them is Rabbi Avram ben Yitzchak, but he is not this. He's called writer, Rabbi Avram ben David. So the writer in the Balmor, the age of 19, there's the father's on the roof. There is a roof and the writer has a son who's sick. The funeral is a son. Balmor says something good, so he stole it from me. And he has something that he doesn't like, he says it's wrong. He did wrong, but if it's good, then he stole it. It's interesting, there's a great Hasidic shiur. We wrote the Sefer. People call it the Bnei Yisrael. Listen here, see the verse. First half of the Sefer is all about Shabbos. Second half is about the Titans. And it's not to listen to the verse of the dog. It talks about the different aspects of the different Titans. It's just a little bit of Mokhe. It has a lot of Sidious and Kabbalah. It's a little famous for Sidious. His name is Yochanan Bina. He's the rabbi of Bina. That's the only one. Interesting, awesome son, interesting, and his mother was pregnant. His mother was the niece of the Rebbe of the American Agency. A lot of people knew just the theory in Europe the last 2 weeks. So some of the people on that tour spent the whole night to go to the part of our tour, spent the whole night to take the taxi and go to the kever of the Rebbe of the American. A lot of people go there for this problem, whatever they need. So the mother of But this is what he says, see the Shereja, wrote in Sefer, that's called Derech Kitubet. He goes in the order of the mitzvahs, like the Sefer Akim. He divides every mitzvah into three parts, for Shal, Dibur, and Maisa. He tells you some of the meaning of the mitzvah, all the kids who show Yara, once in a while he has a Tidur Shatu, and the Maisa, and then he gives you Tamei mitzvahs, and Hasidus, and Kabbalah, very nice. It's not at all as strong as the mitzvahs, but Hasidus is fantastic. Hasidus pulls in all the shots, and every mitzvah. But this Sefer Daf Kuvadaf only goes to Dibur Lakhashi, which is only goes 40-some-odd mitzvahs, 50-some-odd mitzvahs. Considering we're not sure whether he never wrote the rest, or the rest was lost. Whatever, we only had a reprint from it. And then when I was growing up, my father had a copy of that particular paper that was printed in Shanghai, when the Levi Yeshiva was in Shanghai. And he printed Gemara, he printed Rambam, and he printed Sigish Yisrael. The Levi Yeshiva didn't have the Sigish. There was Euclidean Yeshiva was there too, the other Yeshiva was there. So they printed some that they were going to make. My father had a copy of the Daf to the Daf, two copies. They were both printed in Shanghai. So I used to look for the Mishnah Brura quotes the Daf to the Daf in Shanghai. Except for the Mishnah Brura quotes, it's still the same. So the Daf to the Daf writes, which is not quoted by the Mishnah Brura quotes in some way, Daf to the Daf writes an interesting idea. The Gemara says in Ksuvos, when you convert a little infant, it's based on the principle of Ger, Zachar Yehov, and Shalev Yehov. We assume you're doing the child a favor, this is better than he should be Jewish. Again, in Toel HaMabal, do all the mitzvahs, better to be Jewish and be a non-Jew. So the Gemara says, in other places, whenever you're doing a favor for someone, let's say I want to give a gift to someone who's not here. So you give a gift, and you pick it up, depending on who's there. So that's the original mission of Zachar Yehov, and Shalev Yehov, trying to make an error. So, in order to make an error, you're allowed to carry all of the Shomer Shabbos who live in that area, have to own shushes in the house. Bakramatsa. One person buys a matzah and gives it that extra neighbor and says, pick up the bakramatsa, have a mic for the 20 shutras. All the Shomer Shabbos are really paying. Whoever's going to move in until next Pesach. We always renew that area with having air Pesach. We make new matzahs. Because if the matzahs stay too long, they're going to get spoiled. It's not royal achilah, so it's not a good idea. So the thing is that every air Pesach is the air of the world. The Gemara has a rule, whenever I give you a matana to be turned for someone else, and then he finds out about it, he says, I don't want, he doesn't want to be indebted to Shem. He doesn't want to have to owe me anything. He says, don't thank you, I don't want the matana. So if my initial instinct of the action is, I don't want it, he breaks up the Zohar and the Shem. He breaks up. So the Gemara says, this is true by Ger Katan. If you adopt a non-Jewish baby, and you converted him, and then when the child reaches, what the child says now, the age of 2, 3, 4, 5, doesn't care. The child reaches, it becomes a bar sefer, and the baby could become a bar mitzvah, and he said, and he finds out that he was converted, and did him a favor, and then he says, no favor, I don't want the favor, I'd rather be a boy. So then he undoes the whole conversion. So the Derech Kitubet has this interesting comment, and he says, he thinks that nobody says any brachas, because he says Sofik brachas l'hakas. Even though if the child who was adopted and converted is brought up by an observant family, so the likelihood it is, probably will want to remain Jewish, but you have a certain significant percentage of children who doesn't work out like that. When the child realizes later that they did him a favor, they converted him, he says, I'm no thank you, I'd rather remain a non-Jew, I don't want to be Jewish. So this Siddur Rebbe, the very source of the rights, and he said to Dr. Kodak, he thinks that no bracha should be decided in the book. Many both the deal in America have that kind of thing. You have Jewish couples who adopt non-Jewish babies and they convert. So the practice by many both the deal is that no bracha will be decided in the book. You don't say bracha before, you don't say bracha after. The rabbi said to say bracha before. So Leitchik didn't have a chance to research it. He said that the spur of the moment, he said the bracha after. He thought, Tach Tikshna Chacham, and the bracha is on the Chalei Sagir. So the Derech Kitubet thinks he shouldn't say a bracha at all. it's a Celtic Brachas Lach, and they may turn out later on that it will be Moshe. Turn out that there never was any Gavis on the first place. Why did the Rabbit consider that possibility? Was the Rabbit prepared to say that the Bezin should say Bracha? There's a possibility that it will turn out that it will be Moshe. So it could well be that this is the Rabbit Nishitasuli. There is a machloikus between the Ramam and the Rabbit regarding the Klal, Celtic Brachas Lahokim. Celtic Brachas Lahokim is quoted so often by Chassam Olajim that the refrain that he has a lot of his Jews. Everything, Samach Beis Lama, Celtic Brachas Lahokim, Samach Beis Lama. Always throws that. He makes everything up to him. Celtic, everything is Celtic Brachas Lahokim, they don't say it. So the Rabbit happens to be of the opinion. Celtic Brachas Lahokim is just an application of the rule. That's a person able to fill me with bread. And he's obligated to be the third, he ate 2 days later. And then he's a little tipsy, he's a little drunk, he doesn't remember. Did he bench? Did he not bench? Today he says something brought us an Achmet. But the difference of Moses is their answer. And let's say the Shittas of Ramban, let's say the Mitzvah says that because of Torah every day is their answer. Once in every day, you have to recite the Pesachim. So the Shamsari has a Jew, he says, we should pass him up to the Ban, the Pesachim is there. And the Mishnah Gura quotes the Shamsari, and that's all right. He says, that's a person who woke up in the morning, he says some brothers, he doesn't remember, did he say the Pesachim, did he not say the Pesachim? And he says something there, I say, Rechum, you don't say something there, I say, Rechum, because we pass him the Pesachim, is there, I say. That's a person who's sleeping about Kiddush is their Isaac. So he only says Sabbath Brach Racha, like the Brach is their Racha. So the writer is of the opinion that Sabbath Brach is their Racha is not an independent cloud. It's just an application of the old rule, Sabbath Brach Racha. Sabbath Brach Racha only applies if it's a 50-50 Sabbath. What if the Rav is in one direction? The Rav is not there. So then you don't say Sabbath Brach Racha. You can follow the Rav. Over here, the Gemara does assume when you convert a non-Jewish baby, the monk Sulis assumes the child is going to be brought up by an observant family. You're going to give the child a Jewish education. The likelihood is that he's going to remain Jewish. It's a minority, it's less than 50% chance that the child is going to be Moshe. He'll be Liyachad and Lintas when he grows up. When he reaches Bar Mitzvah, he or she can decide that, no, thank you, I don't want to be Jewish. But the likelihood is that it's probably not going to happen. The Rebbe is it's going to be Jewish. But the Rebbe probably means she does it. The Rebbe thinks that Sabbath Brach is also just an application of the old rule of Sabbath Darabam Lekula. So Sabbath Darabam Lekula doesn't apply whenever there's a right. But we don't pass him like that Rebbe. We pass him like the Rama. But the Rebbe argues with the Rama. Okay, Yeshua points to say, and the Banana Zita, and the Gemara has a whole studio about Sophic Brach and Shabbat. And okay, Yeshua points out that the Rabbit's opinion is Sophic Brach and Shabbat was just simply an application of the old law of Sophic Brach and Shabbat. And the Rabbit holds, in the Rambam's opinion, that which we pass the market is, it's based, it starts off, it only applies, Sophic Brach and Shabbat only applies to a Brach and Shabbat. It doesn't apply to the Brach and Shabbat, it's the Brach and
This is a
bracha of
the Rabbanan?
The bracha of Peter's? Yeah, all the brachas are derived. That's what he said. Brachas HaTorv is the Raisa. So you mentioned the Yerushalmi thinks that you have a Hekish. It says in the Chumash a few times, God gave us HaTorv HaMitzvah. And just like HaTorv, you need a bracha HaMitzvah, you also need a bracha. The Yerushalmi seems to hold that Brachas HaMitzvah is the Raisa. The Babri is the famous Natsal. We need a Simon Shulchan Aruch like the Babri. The Brachas HaMitzvah is only the Rabbanan. The Gemara says in brachas, the bracha is not miyakid. If you did the mitzvah, you could put on tefillin. You didn't say the bracha. The yotzer, the Gemara says, why? Because the bracha is only the rabbanon. The mitzvah of tefillin is the raisa. How can you say that the bracha is miyakid? On the level of the raisa, there is no bracha. So we follow the bottom. The bracha on mitzvah is only the rabbanon. So the Raman's opinion is that whatever the bracha is the rabbanon, not only do we say sofik the rabbanon the kula, sofik brachas, It's a stronger cloth, even if it's a vaday mitzvah, even if it's a vaday derabbanan. It started off as a, let's say, yom tov sheni shel bolis. It's a day, the Mai is a better. The whole city there, but I'm not making it. The Mai is a takan derabbanan that started off as a sofer. Some of the words were not mafrish maisvis. The Chacham made a takan that the Torah is vaday, you have to be mafrish. Maisris and the Mai. So even though the Rambam writes explicitly and truly, even though it's a Vadai, the Mai is a Vadai Tafani Rabbam, but since it's rooted in a Sofik, anytime there's any slight Sofik, you say Sofik Rabbam was not. And then the Mishnah raises the possibility of the Mishnah, the cemetery of the Rambam, but his brothers raises the possibility, even if you have a Rai from the Hachmir, the Chamabad, you have chosen that. But if you have, let's say, Tfilas Kalev, there's a din in the Torah that if you buy forks and knives or pots and pans that are made from metal, glasses that are abundant, not the pashtas, that you place with the utensils that you use for eating food or cooking food, you have to be toggled in a mikveh. You only have to be toggled in a mikveh if it once belonged to a non-Jew. If the company who manufactured was Jewish and the company and the man in the middle, the supplier is Jewish, the store is Jewish, if everybody's Jewish, then you don't need Tfilas Kelim. Tfilas Kelim is considered like a form of being the guy of the cake. So if you've never blown to an Jew, then you don't need any Tfilas Kelim. So there is a, let's say you buy in a store, you don't know who the owner of the store is. It could be that the manufacturer was Jewish, and the middleman is Jewish, the supplier. And the stores could be that the store is owned by Jews. You don't know. That's a slight possibility. And then the right is that at least one of them is non-Jewish. Either the owner of the factory was non-Jewish, or the middleman, the supplier was non-Jewish, or the owner of the store is non-Jewish. So the question is, do you have the right to go baserai to say that when you're going to be favored, that you should say a bracha? You say, no, sorry, bracha is the hakel. You shouldn't even say a bracha if there's a right. No. So let's say you have a sfek or a hachmer. So Chacham Avadia has a tshuva this. The Chemin has a lot about this. There are folks going to say, according to the Rambam, that Sabi Bach and Hakel is not identical with Sabi Bach and Hakel. It's based on the assumption that the Bach is only the Avonu, but then it's much more inclusive. So there's room to say that even if you have a Raiv, a Hakmer, maybe still say Sabi Bach and Hakel. So that's what. There's a possibility, it could be that the writer who says, that the person who says the bracha negerus, clearly is a contradiction of what the Rebbe said. See the Shereba, the very source for Jewish Levinova, he says you should not say a bracha. When you're a guy or a girl talking, because something probably not to make her not to good. It could be that the writer is Lushitosa, the writer holds. Sofik Brachas Lachem doesn't exist as an independent rule, just an application of the rule of Sofik Rabban Lekula. And Sofik Rabban Lekula, if the rave is, most babies who are converted and adopted will not reject the conversion. The rave is that he will remain Jewish. There is a niyut, there is a significant niyut, but it's less than 50%. There is a significant niyut who will reject the whole geirus and will give the whole thing up. So according to, it could be the right that Lushitasa says he says it. But he holds that he got Basel right, because he can't say straight to Rabban Lekula. But we don't pass him like that right. So it could be Halacha L'maisa, which he really followed the Derech Tisha D'Av. That's what many Bokedinim in America followed in the opinion of the Derech Tisha D'Av. They will not say a bracha. The guy right here.
According to the Rambam, it's where this is like the Rambam. I mean, there are certain cases where the Rambam.
So come about your all these courts. The Rambam holds that as their eyes. That's the question. The Rambam's opinion is the Sofek Deraisa and the Chumrah, that rule itself is only the Rabban. That's the Rambam that writes the Derech. Sofek Deraisa and the Chumrah, that itself is only the Rabban. However, the Shev Shmaitzer, written by the Tzais and Zvalos, the Nesimus writes in the Chavis Das and the Yeredei, the Nesimus Kofiore. They both say the same thing. The Tzais and the Nesimus both say the same thing. The Rambam would say by Sofek Mitzvah Sesei and the Chumrah, that's their eyes. Sofek Deraisa and the Chumrah by Mitzvah Sesei. Is their right. So if the Rabbi is only the Rabbi. What if you have a situation? It it's a suffix, either you mukhlif to do a mitzvah, or maybe what you're doing is an aver. So suffix. In one direction is suffix, the Rai said, l'chomer, do it. And suffix, the Rai said, l'chomer, don't do it. So that's a big mukhlif. He said, Rishani, what are you doing in such a case? A few cases like that. Let's say somebody dies, and I'm a Kohen, and it's a suffix, am I a brother of this person? We're not sure whether we have the same father or not. Is he my brother or is he not my brother? So there's a pasuk, the Gemara learns that from the Sifro, learns that from the pasuk, that the Kohen is not metame if it's a suffix relative. So the Rishonim asked, why do you need a pasuk? Shouldn't you say on your own suffix then? I said, look, Umar, the Kohen should not be metame in the suffix. So therefore the Rishonim give one answer. No, suffix that I said, the Umar is a mitzvah. Lay Tam is a mitzvah. I would have said, suffix that I said, the Umar should be metame. You play it to me in the Tam. That pasuk, Lay Tam is a mitzvah, the Kiva or the Shmo. Whether it's a chayva or a shus, the pasuk of Rabbi Akiva, lo yitam a chayva. It's a mitzvah, at least on the Kohanim, or the Rishonim holds on all the kohanim of the participate in the funeral when they're all the kohanim. So if the Rishonim answer, no, suffix the rise of the chumah would indicate that you should have been the tam, because of the suffix mitzvah, lo yitam. The other half of the Rishonim say no. Whenever you have such a setup, that whenever you have a dilemma, it's a suffix chiyuv mitzvah and a suffix avera. So they hold, really, I would know on my own that I shouldn't do it. But if I'm violating the avera, it's a suffix, so they won't give me malchus. Now that I have a pasuk that mitame, so if I don't have mitame, they'll give me malchus. And that's a mitzvah and machlekes. What's the answer to that kash? What do you do when you have such a situation? It's a suffix. Are you mechayev to do this activity because it's a mitzvah? Are you forbidden to do it because it's an avera? So according to the Rambam, the way the Tzaisim and the Sivas both say, could well be that suffix deraisa l'chumra by a mitzvah is deraisa. Suffix deraisa l'chumra by an aver is only the Rabbanan. So the suffix deraisa l'chumra should take precedence to do the mitzvah. To do the mitzvah. That's a discussion in post. Good. So good question. He mentioned, Shmuel really said two rules of the mitzvah. Kol mitzvah is kol mevorach aleihem is one klal. You have to decide what is a mitzvah. And he said another klal, oy levasiyos. The klal kol mitzvah is kol mevorach aleihem. Every mitzvah you recite as a bracha is not 100% accurate. There are mitzvahs every so often that we do, and we don't recite a bracha. I want to say over, the Netziv was the Rosh Yeshiva in Valozhin, I think the last 49 years or something. Valozhin lasted 90 years. He was not a direct descendant from Abchaim Valozhin. He married the granddaughter, he married the daughter of Ravditza Valozhin. And there were those during his lifetime, during his 49 years of Rosh Yeshiva, who were direct descendants and wanted to kick him out and take over. He succeeded, he survived all the attempted coups. He remained the Rosh Hashim for the last 20 years. And then he and Abchaim Soloveitchik, there was a big China where they should leave on Ocean open when the Russian government got involved and they gave him such a hard time. They only allowed him to learn 2 hours a day or something ridiculous. And he and Abchaim Soloveitchik decided that at a big meeting, many rabbinim, and they decided to close the yeshiva. But then it said, get Sherman Valozhin from Mary Wilson. They printed his Sherman score. The Rene started to show they have it. 3 volumes of Valozhin. So the Gemara in Saito, he has the following comments. The Gemara has there, in Megillah, in Saito, the Gemara has different Tanaim and Amoran who lived to a very ripe old age. And the Talmidim asked them, Bameha Rakhta Yama, what Midas Chassidus did you do that you were zeichel to live so long? And each one did a different thing. So one of them says, I was a Kohen, and whenever I would duchen, I always said a bracha. The Gemara said, what bracha did he say? So the Rishonim is, that's the din. What's the biggest chassid? That's the din. Kol mitzvah kulo mevorach aleihem lo levasiyos. So what did he do that was so unusual? So the Miri in the Gilad, he asked that question. Right. Well, a long list. Each one says, "I'm never after Yom different time." Miri has a fascinating suggestion. He says, "Even if he was doing a second time in a day," so the Gemara says, "Rosh Hashanah, strictly speaking, the Kohen is not obligated to do it more than once a day." Even if so, the Duchen Shachris said, Musik, the Chiyatra Duchen Musik is only the Rabban. The Kavanah writes on that. The Natari, once you Duchen Shachris, then the Chiyatra Duchen Musik. In Kutzlars, most of the communities have their by Ashkenaz, Muslim years have practiced the only Duchen Musik on Yom Kippur. So remember, I used to daven in the little minion in Washington Heights. There was no Kohanim. And in Broye, there were 25 Kohanim. So they would always arrange that one of the Kohanim who are Duchen by Shachris, and Broye, the Duchen Shachris, and was only on Yom Kippur. And one of the Kohanim of Duchen and Shachris would come to the little minion for Kriyas HaTerem, and he would Duchen by us. Otherwise, there would be no Duchening. So he did us a favor. So the question is, when he Duchens, when you Duchen a second time, Shachris and Musa, that's a takana of the Rabban. But if you duchen for a different minion, let's say, I don't know, maybe in this case you duchen shachmi, I duchen in Musa, but let's say you duchen, I really duchen here in the shul, I duchen in the morning, and then there's another second minion. And they don't have any kind, so they ask, just come, please duchen for us. The Gemara says, he's not mechuyif to duchen, not with a turn, not with a rabban, not mechuyif to duchen. See, he wants to be ready, but he's not obligated. So the Magen Avraham quotes and not quotes his Achrayim. Does he say bracha? Can he really say Asher Kedushan or the Kedushos of Shalom? Did he want it? The Lord says, how many saw the Abba to Duchen a second time on the same day? It's not Mechuyiv, not Menatar, not Menatar. And even if the Magen Avraham says, and even if you follow the Rabbi Natan, the Ashkenazim follow the Rabbi Natan, the women who shake the Lulav say bracha on the Kedushos Lulav. And they say bracha on Sphere, so I know, even though it's not the Tzivan, it's not Mechuyiv. Yeah, but but they have the same Kedushas Yisrael as the men. It's true, Kedushas Yisrael means the Tzivon. There's no such thing as a modern Hindi, we call it Kedusha Artilois, abstract. Artilois means naked. Abstract Kedusha. He's a holy man. What he means a holy man? A holy man means that he does more mitzvahs than you do. What it means, he does more mitzvahs. He does more Torah, he does more mitzvahs. So Kedusha always means it's relevant to Allah and Mike. No such thing as abstract Kedusha. So the women, we assume, have the same level of Kedusha as the men. Moshe Feinstein had a beautiful tune about that. And when we both proclaim the same of the Messiah, the Saga of the Israel, they thank you by the women, but they serve by the men. And she quotes from the Torah. He said, Adam Tiyolim, I'm not as kind of a great Kodosh. Everybody has the same level of Kedusha, the men and the women. Kedusha is so means in the Kodim Kedusha, and so it's the Tzivah. So the women are the women, the same mitzvah as the men. Except when it comes to mitzvah, one brother, the women don't want to, they don't have to fulfill. So Rabbi Natan says, but if they want to volunteer, they want to shake a little, they want to count here, and they can say a bracha, because every word of their bracha is true. The Shana, the Mitzvah, the Tzivah, the Mitzvah, the Mitzvah, just they didn't tell the whole story. The whole story is Kedushan Mitzvah Sivano Uftarana. If we don't want to, we don't have to. So that they don't. It's not necessary to say that it's part of the Bible. But every one of the bracha is true. At the same level of Kedushan as the men, Kedushan so means three of mitzvahs. When it's all, Eretz Yisrael has Kedushan. So the Mishnah says, what's the significance of Kedushan? You set the mitzvahs, and Eretz Yisrael is going to apply for the Lord. The Yerushalayim Kedushan have a higher level of Kedushan. So the Mishnah tells you what that actually means is the demon. Yerushalayim has a higher level of Kedushan. The Mishnah in the first parak in Kenan lists up as the Kedushan say. 10 levels of Kedushan. Eretz Yisrael, the Yerushalayim Kedushan, the Yerushalayim, the Harabayis, the Tils, and the Ezra Sashim, and the Azor, the Yerushalayim, the Mizbeach. Keep on going each level, and the Mishnah gives you the din. What the nice Kedusha means is there's a din. There's a mitzvah that applies. So I don't have more Kedusha, they have more mitzvahs. Whoever has more mitzvahs has more Kedusha. So Rabbi Avraham has this machlokes. If a kohen is going to duchen in the second minyan, he's not even mechuyev the rabbanon, but it makes sense that he should say brachah. So the Meiri is bothered with this question, and the Gemara Megillah. You look at Meir and Sotah, she looked at that. It's the Meir and Megillah, he asks, what do you mean by Meher after Yonim, that every time he built it, he said a bracha? Everybody says a bracha before they built it. What's unique? So he says, no, he would sometimes do it by another minion. The ones that need to look at the Rabbanon, is once you built it once, you're not looking at the Dukhan the second time. Shachris and Musa, Kach, Kikach, Kachonim. and the Duchen will be Rabbanim the second time listen. But the Duchen twice on the same day, not Shachin, was not the Duchen. His Midas Chassidus was that he still said it wrong. So that's the common practice. Common practice is that the Kohen who Duchen and Broyas, in fact, the Duchen and the Agude, would say Bracha because we followed that the only Rishon who talks about it is the Meiri. The Adam Machlekes and the Magen Avraham Machlekes are Kohenim. One of the Rishon takes the stand, so we follow the Meiri. So the Netziv didn't have a Meiri on the Gude. So he worried that he's working on this cash. Why was it a bit of Chassidus on the part of this Tanna that he would always say the Bracha before he duchens? That's Shmuel's rule. Kol HaMitzvos Kulam, Avar HaLayim. They're always supposed to say that. So he gives an answer, a fantastic answer. So Rachid was a descendant of the Netziv. And the Netziv's granddaughter married Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. So Rachid, who was called a Wayula, was a grandfather of Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. He would say, oh, once in a while, things from the Netziv. The Netziv has this insight. Whenever you fulfill a mitzvah in the form of a bracha or in the framework of brachas, they will never miss out on another bracha. So Leitchik said this over to the Tzid has it. They used to say over from the Nesivis. The Nesivis has a siddur. It's called Derech HaChaim Siddur. Which can work out for every other thing. Everything. It's Derech HaChaim Siddur. Derech HaChaim Siddur has Pisgei Halacha. Then that's offered by the Nesivis. And Rabbi Kivet used to correspond with the Nesivis, the contemporaries. The Kivet lived in Germany. The Nesivis was the Yekut. The Kivet was a real Yekut. And the Nesivis did not. But, so Rabbi Kivet has an Oris on the Derech HaChaim Siddur. Printed it with Oris Rabbi Kivet. So in the Derech HaChaim Siddur by the Nesivis, they have a whole commentary on the Haggadah, which they printed separately. It was a poem. Daughter of the Nesivis. Maisa Nisim Haggadah. That's commentary. So he has a Haggadah to the Haggadah. He deals with this kasha that the Rishonim work on. Why didn't the Chachamim formulate a bracha before CPT is concerned with Pesach? How come there's no bracha? She did the Rishonim of the sacrifice is concerned. So he answers by asking another question. To recite Bechas HaMozen is a mitzvah in HaKosh. How come before you recite Bechas HaMozen, you have to say Hamoitzi on the bread before you eat the bread is a mitzvah in the Rabbanah. So the Nesivis says the answer is, that's what he writes in the Haggadah for the Maisa Nisim. The answer is, the Chachamim never introduced the Birchus HaMitzvah where the mitzvah is fulfilled in the form of a bracha. He said Birchus HaMozen is a bracha. He said Hamoitzi, he said Kiddush, it is a bracha. So he says not only if it's fulfilled in the form of a bracha, if it's fulfilled within the framework of bracha, also, he never instituted that Birchus HaMitzvah. So he says, CPT is concerned with Pesach night, is fulfilled by filling in the Haggadah in between the four brachas that we say on Pesach night. Abakosis, there were four brachas. The first bracha is Kiddush Alakos, then it says Shev Yalonu Alakos, then Bichus Hamozen Alakos, then you say Bichus Hashir Alakos. The four brachas. And then you have CPT in sign in between the first and the second, between the second and the third and the fourth. And then since the mitzvah of CPT is Mitzrayim, was the Chachamim in the Sakim. It's not a different place. The Chachamim in the Sakim is filled with mitzvah within the framework of these four brachas, but it didn't feel it necessary to introduce a different on mitzvah in addition. The mitzvah is being fulfilled within the form framework. That's what the Messiah is saying. The Messiah has the same thing. He doesn't quote the Messiah, but the same thing. He quotes Rabbeinu Yonah on the first Mishnah Brachah. This mission bracha says that the Zvan Kriya Shema Shalayla is Tzeis HaKachalim. There was a common practice that Rashi and Tosis talk about. They would have married in shul before Tzeis HaKachalim. And then the people would recite Kriya Shema Shalayla. So the Rabbeinu Yonah quotes from the Rav Haggadah, if you got married after Tzeis HaKachalim, you got married this man. then you don't have to say a bracha. Shekhidisham Tatsan Vikras Hashma. And you say Kriya Shma, say that bracha. But if you don't marry, then you're already minyan. And it's too early before Tzay Sakram. You have to repeat Kriya Shma later. Then you have to say a bracha. Shekhidisham Tatsan Vikras Hashma. And then you say Kriya Shma. Rabbi Eliyahu says, and if you recite this man, if you don't marry, that say Sakram, you should also have to say Brachos HaMitzvah. Why does it make a difference whether you're saying Kriya Shma? But he doesn't marry that the taste of Kama before, why should I make a difference? So the Nitzig explains, it says, Rav Haigoyen understood like this. If he doesn't marry this money, the taste of Kama before, we're fulfilling the Nitzig of Kriya Shema within the framework of the process. It's Bichos Kriya Shema. You look into it, there are four rights, that each one of the Bichos Kriya Shema spells out that there are three Bichos Kriya Shema, two before and one after. Mara, you have Ashkenazi, that's an additional bracha. But the Brichas Kriya Shema is really just two brachas before and ends with one after. Ashkenazi is out of that. So both Bayom and Balava are basically three Brichas Kriya Shema. And the Rashi writes in the Tshuva, each bracha spells out the theme of each one of the parshas. First bracha, Yetzirah, Baruch Hashem, spells out the theme of the monotheism, the only one God. But the Rabbi Abba Zohar believes that there's a God of light, and he's a God of darkness, God of good, and God of evil. We say, no. That's the other way of the Rabbi Abba Zohar. He's in charge of everything. Rabbi Abba Zohar, he does everything. It's only one God. So the first prophet spells out the theme of Achdus Hashem. Second prophet Zavarah spells out the theme of Kabbalah's Limud HaTorah. Kabbalah's on mitzvah. Rabbi Abba Zohar, Kabbalah's Mishpat, 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 Mishpat. The third bracha spells out the theme. Emes v'yatzer, Emes v'muna. Talks about the Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. Spells out the theme of Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. So Kriya Shema, when you recite Kriya Shema, and the Dabar left at Tzeis HaKadolim, reciting Kriya Shema, I'll say the HaBrachas within the framework of the Brachas Kriya Shema. Kach Tikna Chachamim. The Brachas Kriya Shema spell out the themes of the three parshas and enhances the fulfillment of the mitzvah. Kriya Shema. So if you fulfill a mitzvah and say the HaBrachas within the framework of Brachas, the Chachamim didn't feel necessary to introduce another Brachas on it. But if you don't marry early before saying, then you have to say Kriya Shema again later, you have to repeat the Brachas. And you got to say Brachos HaMitzvah. They say, is that what he says? That's what the Rabbi says. Then he only quotes him and he has to catch him. That's what he says. So that's what the Rabbi says.
Do we do that? If you say...
No, you don't do that. You don't follow Rabbi Gan. You follow Rabbi Eliyahu, who didn't like him. Then he quotes the Baal HaMor, said the Nitzit, and the Rabbi Sardar, and Saita quotes the Baal HaMor, and said his Rosh Hashanah, and says like this. The days of the Gemara, they didn't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah before Musa. That's the blow in the middle of Chazaras HaShas. He is called Seder HaBrachas, the middle of Chazaras HaShas. He says that the days of the Gemara, they never saw the bracha, the Shema called shofar. But they fulfilled the mitzvah, I'll say HaBrachas, in the middle of the brachas of Chazaras HaShas. When they go in and introduce law and piyutim, the davenings that take forever. And the Mubaris and the Mikas are not be able, won't be able, the Kholam is king, won't be able to stay to the end. They're going to have to leave and they're going to have to go. They won't last till the end. There's only Piyutim, it takes till doomsday. So that's what I introduce. He is before Mitzvah, but some people are going to have to leave before Chazaras HaShas. And that's what he introduced also. The Shmaya Kol Shofar says in the days of the Gemara, whenever they blew Shofar in Shul, when a Kohen would have Shofar at home, they would say a bracha. But everybody went to Shul, they never had a bracha with Shmaya Kol Shofar, because the young blew Shofar and the new one was there. I think Mar says the parish, you have tears in the Yusha, tears in the Yor, that's all in the days of the Gemara. We usually assume tears in the Yusha means before Musa. Tears in the human means it tears in the middle of the Amidah, the middle of the Hazaras HaShatz. But the Baal HaMor says that's not true. Tears, but we quote tears in the Yusha before Musa was introduced in the days of the Garden, the days of the Gemara didn't exist. Tears in the Yusha in the Gemara means that tears in the middle of Hazaras HaShatz, when there's recording in the synagogue and everybody's sitting in their seat, it's quiet. Tears in the Yuma means after the davening is over, everybody's folding up the towels and leaving, and there's a balagan, that's called Kiyas de Miyuma. Everybody's walking on their way out, so they add enough Kiyas after the Chazaras HaShas. So about the kids in the Yushin, the Gemara is not the kids in the Gemara, so the kids in the middle of the Gemara is Hashem. That's the Balamor's shot in the Gemara. The Balamor says, whenever you blow shofar, you say the HaBrachos in the middle of the Gemara, some shot, there's no need for kikos on Mitzvah in the But once they got in, made the davening so long, they added so many piyutim, and they knew that a lot of people were going to have to leave. Some people are going to leave before we get to the Tkir Shofar. All the piyutim are before Kedusha. Until we get to the end of Malchus, of course, we'll take it in. There are no piyutim, they go to the Yekis, they say piyutim, they don't piyutim, all the other Shofars also. By the other Ashkenazim, all the piyutim are before Kedusha, they have Kedusha, no more piyutim. So take the Yukon, it takes forever to feed. So a lot of people will have to leave before you get to the end of Mafia. So that's when you introduce skiers to the Yukon. We call skiers in Yusha. That time I didn't introduce the Yukon. So that's when the Nitzit developed this skiers. It's the same thing as the Nitzit. Not only have the Nitzit fulfilled in the form of the Yukon, did they not introduce the Yukon on this skiers, but the Nitzit fulfilled within the framework of Yukon, also they never introduced the Yukon. It's a duchening that Achanas Chachamim was at the duchening at the conclusion of Chazeres Hashatz before Sim Shorim. That's called Birchus Kohanim. The last one which went out is Sim Shorim. Okay, the last one which was Shalosh. It's a carryover from the duchening. Okay, since duchening, Kach Tikkun Chachamim, you have the duchening. That's called the duchening unrelated to Shmaneh. It's a duchening at the conclusion of the Chazeres Hashatz before you start Sim Shorim. And since this mitzvah is also fulfilled within the framework of the brachas of the Chazeres Hashatz, they never introduced the brachas, so nobody ever said the brachas. They said the brachas to the Shabbat, 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 the There never was a Takamas Chacham to say such a bracha. This rabbi introduced it on his own. So that was his Midas Chassidus. But then he asks, what do you mean? Midas Chassidus can invent a new bracha? A bracha l'matom. He gave him the right to invent a new bracha. That's not bracha. What motivated him to come up with a new bracha? Itan Hochel Brachas on Mitzvah, it's not required. But the mitzvah duchening is fulfilled within the framework of the brachas of the Chazeres Hashatz. So what motivated them to come up in Lachar? I quote the passage from the Zohar. Part of this appears in the Gemara, but the Zohar goes much further. The Gemara says, like it said, it was a war between the four kings, the five kings, and the nations. And the four kings won out the five kings. And the five cities were taken captive, were captured by the four kings. So Lot lived in Sodom. So Avraham Avinu, by Yavah HaKadosh by Agila, told Avraham Avinu wanted to save his nephew Lot, his whole city, the whole five towns. So all five cities, Yom HaMorah, and Yishlaim, were all taken over by the four kings. They were afraid they were going to kill him. Avraham Avinu waged war, and he won the war against the four kings. He gives a blessing to Avraham Avinu, then he gives a blessing to the prophets. Baruch Avraham Kel Ayon Kodesh Shema Al-Aretz, Baruch Kel Ayon Shemigin Tzorecha B'Yadav. He gave a bracha to Avraham Avinu, and he gave a bracha to the Rav Hashem. So the Gemara in the Darn says that that was highly bankrupt. Giving a bracha to a human being, giving a bracha to the Rav Hashem, you don't first give the bracha to giving Baruch Avraham Kel Ayon, should have first said the bracha to the Rebbeinu, then you say the bracha to the Blessed Lord. But the Gemara says he was punished. He was a Kohen, And because he was a Kohen, he should have transmitted the Torah to his children and to his descendants. The Pasuk says, Hu Kohen, so the Miut is Mashal, Hu Kohen, the Ein V'ro Kohen. His children lost the Torah because of this problem. And he said the bracha to the boss of his army, and he said the bracha to the Nebuchadnezzar. That's why there's a practice. People drink the chayim. So the Dhamma practice, they say, So there's an interesting Tosfos in the last page of Sot. On Pesach night, all year long, that's what Shabbos is under. One person says, I'm going to see, then he cuts up the time, gives a chain of it takes a while. Then the Chama reaches the end of the table. And then the people say, it takes a while, it reaches. So the best he can do. So we try to hasten as much as possible. The Shabbos is on Pesach night, not only do you say, I'm going to see, so I bring us a mitzvah, I'm going to see this. So there was one opinion in the Gemara which is not accepted, was that we don't pass. One opinion on Pesach night, all year long you're not worried about that because it's a good thing. There's a man in Shanghima, so it's going to take a while, then it reaches the end of the day. Pesach night not only is a business of men, it's a business of mitzvah. Like on Moitzi, he says, the Jom Kosovo coffee was mitzvah. So the Jokha, I don't see us, the business of mitzvah. More humble, right down the hill. More humble than the Kosovo. And you need it. We don't have to wait till it takes it down. We might come to the conclusion we don't pass away. But the rice, that's the person's closing the world, is not the first opinion of the world. So the din of over as opposed to over the earth, the din needed before, is more common than the din of the earth. The din applies in both directions also. Let's say, normally say the bracha before you do the mitzvah. Then if you talk, then you have to repeat the business on mitzvah. What if there's a mitzvah that you say the bracha afterwards? Let's say it's the same in practice. Many people follow the name of the bracha of mitzvah. The Washington will say, then they say the bracha afterwards. You have to be careful. You don't talk. You're going to talk. The mitzvah you're going to talk. You talk, you can't say the bracha. The bracha will not be late. That's like if you say a bracha before, and then you took before you do the mitzvah, the bracha doesn't make the mitzvah, you have to say the bracha a second time. So if you're going to do the mitzvah, and then talk, and then say the bracha doesn't relate because you are mafsik. So there was it's a very common practice now. People ask themselves, why they carry on conversations, they talk, they say tilman, they say tzukim, shalom, whatever, and then once they say the bracha, they don't say a word. Well, if you really write it, that's not right. You don't have to talk to me. The Ika Hefsik is in between doing the mitzvah and saying the bracha afterwards. If you're going to talk now and then say the bracha, it's going to be a bracha of Mato. The same thing women then should. And many women have the practice like that. Ashkenazi women have the practice like that. Ramon, the school doctor, this is on the thing that we still call the project, the Baha'i Mubarak. So many women have the practice that like Lehu Shabbos, and then say the bracha. Same kinds of things. They say all kinds of tears that blow out the latch and they come in the kitchen, they talk on the run, then they come back and they say the bracha. So that's not right. Say the bracha, if they're doing the bracha, you have to do the bracha immediately. You have to watch the one talking in between. And we eat it in Israel and the bracha will not be there for the amount of commitment. So you're saying you're basically the bracha without talking? I told the people that it's not right. They carry on long conversations. Maybe people will call say dying. And the girl will call say later. But if they didn't have to, it's then. Okay. We'll continue tomorrow. Oh, tomorrow is everything. We will not continue tomorrow. Okay. So we'll continue sometime.
So, Rabbi, what is the what are the actions for the
possible. But what would you like to yeah. Similar psychology, maybe. Similar route.
Yeah.
I'm saying you're saying being like being a people's person.
Yeah, I love that. I love it. Towards the best. Yeah.
Can you send that out?
Yes. His is still going. I don't know where John is. I don't know John's password. He just like starts speaking. He's,
What do you think? Stop it or no? Was this John Newell Horowitz?
Yeah.
people thought they were getting this. That's why you didn't make their hand.